Claire Strader is the farm manager at Troy Community Farm in Madison. Her boss recently nominated her to be chosen for a job being pushed by big-name proponents of local food and organic agriculture, that of starting and operating a farm at the White House in Washington, D.C. Strader says despite winning a recent poll, it's not clear if the post will be created or if she'd be chosen. But she says the position ought to be created.
We thought that, and I think lots of people would agree, that a White House farm would be an example to our entire nation, not only of how to produce food on a small, organic scale, and how to feed that community on that scale, but also to serve as an educational resource for our entire nation.
Strader says she envisions a few acres of organic gardens replacing some of the White House's south lawn.
The next piece of it would be that it would be very diverse. Any organic vegetable farm, flower farm, animal farm, it doesn't matter, is a very diverse ecosystem that includes a lot of different plants and insects and microfauna and flora in that system.
Strader says the food could not only feed people at the White House, but also be available through subscriptions or donated to local food banks. She acknowledges the Secret Service may have concerns about a big garden being put in where the president lives, but she says she hopes any problems could be worked out. Will Allen of the Growing Power Farm in Milwaukee finished fourth in the balloting for White House farmer. He supports the position, but says he doesn't want the job. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.